Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in. Welcome back, everybody. We have a fun episode. Well, I hope this is going to be a fun episode today.
I hope so.
Because, you know, we were trying to come up with a topic and then we asked the Lord and, you know, sometimes he says, just have fun. And that is one of our core beliefs.
Yeah.
So we thought maybe we would do a get to know you episode and we're just going to ask some random questions to each other and we'll see how this goes. This might wind up with another of those episodes where I just laugh for 10 minutes straight and then cry. Like, you ever laugh so hard that you cry and then it turns into like ugly cry? Because that happens to me. And you might just get to experience it.
I wish I knew where the recording was, because we have an episode somewhere that we never released. We stopped, redid it, but Kim started laughing at the beginning and we could not regain composure. It's just true. A lost cause.
I remember what episode it was, what it was called.
I don't remember. Well, I think I deleted the recording that we did at that time.
Probably. I do believe there's a clip of it on Instagram though.
Is there?
Actually, 100% sure there's a clip of it. It is just us laughing because we could not stop. Yeah, this is what happened. Let me just give you the premise. Let me lay down what happened. So we have shared show notes. Okay, so we have a document that we set up for every episode. And we put in there the title and number of the episode and all of the pertinent information for what we're talking about. And we hadn't come up with a title for it yet. And we started recording. And while we were recording, Josh put in
the title.
He put in the title and it really took me by surprise. And inappropriate. And boy, did it like set me off. And I seriously laughed for probably 10 or 15 minutes. And I couldn't stop, but I think it was because it surprised me. Like, I don't feel like I get surprised very easily. I say this before we jump into these questions, but it like really took me by surprise and was funny. And it just, there it went. It happened.
There it was. It was there. And it, yeah, I remember now what I typed and it was.
Oh, I remember it too.
Well, let's get into these questions.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Josh, what is the best practical joke you've ever played on someone?
Okay. I'm going to tell you my favorite series of practical jokes.
Oh dear.
Rather than the best one. So, okay, there's two different there's a couple ways I could answer this. One, when I was in college, the dormitory that I lived in was known for being the practical jokester dorm. And we were also known for doing whatever it took to never be one-upped. So because of that, a lot of the practical jokes that got played, I'm not going to share on the podcast. But as a child, when I was younger and my brother was still at home, we like would just hide in places and scare each other all the time. Mm-hmm. And it like we'd hide in each other's rooms or do things like that and scare each other. And so like that, there's like several months of times where he scared me or I scared him. And it just like those memories make me laugh and be like, oh yeah, like I enjoyed, like, I think sometimes it's like, you know, we have a lot of serious conversations and like you think about more serious or hard moments of your life. And it's like fun to remember, like, oh yeah, we laughed a lot and we had fun. Mm-hmm. Like it was great. And that, like, so that relationship with my brother is probably like the series of practical jokes I enjoy.
That's good. I thought you were going to talk about like little squishies that you bought on the internet or something.
Yeah, there's some things that the internet just doesn't need to know.
Okay, fair enough. That
I actually, what's funny is when I was collecting my questions to ask you, there was a question about like weirdest things you bought on the internet. And I was like, I know what my answer is. That's so funny.
That's fun.
Yeah. Okay. I have my question for you. If money were no object, what's the first thing you would buy? I think I know an answer for you.
You do? It'd probably be a new house.
How is that?
Is that what you would guess?
Yeah, that's what I was.
It would probably be a new house that accommodated our family a bit better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you wouldn't have to have a garofis.
Yes, if you're watching the video, I am in my garofis. It is a garage turned office turned studio.
It looks great. Well, I'm in a laundry room. We both need new houses.
We both need new houses. Okay. My next question for you. What's your favorite song of all time?
Of all time. That's hard because I really love music. And there's,
I know, this
so
is why I knew I had to do a music
that I really enjoy.
Okay. If you can't come up with the best, then at least one of the top five.
Okay. So there's a couple. The hymn It Is Well is one of my favorite songs ever. I also really enjoy the version that Bethel Music and Christine DeMarco did of that song. I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. That's one that I've listened to for years, like, and even being a kid, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story of how it was created. I just really liked that song my whole life. But the first song that came to my mind was Canon in D.
I love that song.
That was the first one that came to my mind. And then I was like, yeah, I do really enjoy that. But I think if I had to answer, It As Well probably runs further back into my life.
Good answer. I feel like I'm not sure that I would have answered so eloquently. You probably would have gotten something crazy like Baby Got Back or something.
That's
not really. It's not one of my favorites, but you would get something crazy.
But it's like solid, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the last book you read?
In its entirety?
Yeah, finished.
I actually think it was Eve. Don't judge me. We did it for book club, and I think that's the last one that I've finished. I'm in the middle of a book that I've been working on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Eek, eek. Like, I need to just get going with it. I do love to read. Here's a fun fact about me. I don't love to read nonfiction. I feel like I should, and it would say something about my intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to read fiction. Some people like to watch movies to kind of tune out. I love to read fiction.
I think that's good. Reading's beneficial.
Sure. Sure it is, Josh.
Generally beneficial.
Hey, you know what? Did you see that Spotify just came out with audiobooks?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a bold move. Super bold.
Not included in the premium plan. Or, not every audiobook is.
Okay, that I believe. But some of them are. I keep getting these emails because it's around the time of Valentine's Day. Like something about spicy audiobooks. And I'm like,
That's funny.
I don't know about that. Okay. Oh, this is a good one, Josh. If you were a dog, which breed would you be?
Some type of like a retriever or like doodle mix or something. Like something that's like the re like, okay. So you and my family have golden doodles. And they're just big and they're curly and they're cuddly. And I'm like, I feel like that would be what I am. Some type of one of those dogs that's just like sweet and innocent and probably not going to protect you if anything happens.
That's hilarious. Because my daughter, when we got our golden doodle, said that he looks like you because you both have these curls on top of your head and they're kind of the same.
Yeah, it's very similar. I think it's
your hair's
a
little
answer.
Darker.
It is darker,
but good answer.
Thanks. Do you have a favorite spiritual experience?
Probably, but I'm gonna have to think about it. Man, that's a good question. There's a lot to like file through. Like I'm trying to quickly go through all the logs in my head with some of this. You know, I think one of my favorite experiences, I'm just going to say one of them. This is one that comes to mind. It was the very first time that I like knowingly engaged in heaven, but that's not the one. Okay, I'm going to talk about something else. This was before I knew about engaging in heaven, and I was at a women's retreat with our church, and I was being led through like a guided meditation or visualization, whatever I don't know what they called it, and it was asking essentially the Lord to show you something that he wants to tell you about. And this was before I married my husband. And I will tell you, it was in the waiting for my husband because the Lord had also told me that I was going to marry him, which was freaky outy enough. And that's a whole different episode. You guys, like, this is a different episode. And that was a crazy time in my life. And boy, did I have to like wait on faith, but I am married now to him. Okay. But in this guided meditation, we asked the Lord what he wanted to show us. And it was in a time that I was waiting for Jason to like figure these things out. And I was really doubting and really like struggling hard with it. Like that happened a lot because it was like 2 years of waiting. And so I was like kind of on the verge of just like giving it up and being like, maybe the Lord didn't really say that. I know nobody else goes through that, but I have gone through that a lot of times. And what he showed me, what the Lord showed me was, it was myself and Jason holding this little girl, and it was our daughter. And then fast forward, and we had a daughter and looked just like her. And it was like, what a precious vision that he gave me to keep me holding on. And I think that's my favorite.
I think that's an amazing answer.
Thanks. I can't wait for this one, Josh. How would you describe the way you dance?
Let me put it to you this way. Last week, I had a song on while I was in the kitchen. I don't know if I was doing dishes. I don't remember if I was cooking. I don't remember what I was doing. But I remember I was moving, you know? I was getting down with it, laying it all out on the dance floor.
Did you drop it like it's hot?
Maybe. And Bree walked in the kitchen and goes, I'd love to see what it's like when you actually are dancing. And I was like, what do you think this is? So I think that maybe is the best answer I could give to describe my dancing, because it's not amazing.
That's funny. That was what a good reference.
And it was, it just happened. Yeah, it was very recent. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of rhythm.
You don't have a lot of riz in the rhythm section?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because one of my wife's favorite things is swing dancing. And I took swing dancing lessons as a Christmas present for her before we got married. And I think the lady who was teaching was kind of like, I don't know if there's enough time between now and Christmas to teach you this.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay. I like this question. If you could only have three apps on your phone, what would they be? And these are downloaded apps. So like apps that your phone comes with don't count.
Okay. It would be Signal, because it's what I use for messaging. And I prefer it over like Apple Message or iMessage. I have an Apple phone. So it would be Signal. It would be Spotify. Which is funny because both of those answers are things that already come on the phone, but a better version of it, in my opinion.
Right.
And probably Amazon.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I was going to say Instagram, but I think it's Amazon.
So no social media. You're fine with zero social media.
Okay, listen. Here's a top secret thing about Kim. I don't love social media.
What about any games? You wouldn't have any games?
No. I've already offloaded like almost every game that I ever played and enjoyed.
Yeah.
I have a couple still on there in case like Illy's with me and she really needs something to do. I also don't love to just give her my phone to play on because I think that we're capable as humans of being bored or not being occupied by something, but I do have a few games still on there, but I don't have any really for me. Oh yes, I do. This is not part of the question. I just downloaded the other day, I think it's called Draw Something or Draw with Friends or something. Have you ever played this? It's like Pictionary.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's one of my favorites. I love it.
I played it years ago.
Okay. Well, you should download it. We should play because it's so much fun.
Okay.
Okay. Josh, what bad smell do you hate the most?
What smell do I hate the most? That's a good question.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one. So, okay. I think this is an interesting answer. I used to really not like the smell of skunks.
Okay.
But when I had a sickness during 2020 that I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with, my smell went away. And when it came back, the smell of skunks smelled different. It's not necessarily good, but it's almost like a sweeter smell. Like it doesn't smell bad anymore. I'm not like, oh, I want to like wear that smell, but it also, it doesn't repulse me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, the skunk.
Yeah. I'm not going to go buy the perfume, but Like, also, it doesn't repulse me anymore. So I probably can't use that answer, but I think it's a really interesting answer.
That is an interesting answer.
I think rotting food, like when food gets old and is like, there's something about it that not a big fan of.
Yeah. Probably a natural response. Your body is probably supposed to be repulsed by that, right?
Right. I used to wear like a clothespin on my nose when I would pick up my childhood dog's poop. So that could probably be on there too.
Right on. That's funny. You want to know a funny thing for me? One of mine has become, as an adult, the sprays that people spray to cover up the scent of poop.
Yeah.
Like it smells worse now. Like the association in my brain is now worse than just actually smelling the real thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like there's those drops or the spray you put in the toilet that everybody has. I can't stand it.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
I could see that.
It's like an association in my brain now.
It's fun. If you could jump into a swimming pool full of anything besides water, what would it be?
Maybe those little, I don't even know what they're called. Orbeez? What are they called? What are those little, like?
That's what my answer was going to be. Yeah. I would totally say Orbeez. Yeah.
I think it would be that.
I think that's fun. There's a video of somebody on the internet doing it. I've seen it somewhere.
I've seen somebody, Mr. Beast,
maybe,
filled their whole house, like their main floor, with Orbeez.
I think it would be such an interesting experience.
I think it would be, but I also think, okay, I saw a meme recently that talked about our generation and having this strange fear of quicksand, like it was going to be a common occurrence as an adult.
That's funny.
Because all the movies and TV shows and stuff like portrayed that it was going to like come up in life. Never has for me, at least thus far. But I wonder if the Orbeez, like being in them, would be like quicksand. Like, would you be able to like get to the top?
Have you ever gone to like one of those trampoline parks and jumped in the foam pit and then wondered how you were going to get out? Like, I wonder if it would be like that.
No. That's funny. Okay. This is the last question I have on my list.
Great.
What's worse, stepping barefoot on Legos or farting loudly in church?
Farting loudly in church. Yeah. I mean, neither one of them are pleasant, but embarrassment is it's real and it's super uncomfortable. I think it lasts longer than the pain of stepping on a Lego.
That's funny.
I do have a funny like church story. And Mom, if you're listening to this, maybe you remember it too. But we were at church one day. It was like the evening service, and I was a little bit older, maybe like 13, 14, somewhere around in that ballpark. And we were sitting pretty much in the back of the church, and there was like a time of worship or prayer or something. And so I like set my elbows on the pew in front of me and like put my hands on my face like I was praying, but I fell asleep. And I woke up because my hand slipped and my head just goes bam and smacks the pew in front of me. And I was like so embarrassed, and I thought my mom was going to be like mad that I had fallen asleep during church, like pretending to pray. And I look over and she is like crying, laughing. I think she was like You got your punishment. I don't need to do anything else. That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
I think I'm going to go with stepping on a Lego. Church trauma is, it's real.
Good answer.
All right. Here's my last one for you. Who is your hero?
My Grammy Joe. That was easy.
That was easy.
She passed away like almost a year and a half ago. But she was always who I looked up to. Always, always.
Yeah. Hmm. You want to expound on like any reasons why?
I mean, I suppose I don't know why. She just is someone I always admired, and she was someone who cared for people.
Mm.
She was someone who taught me how to have friends as family.
Mm. I like that.
And I don't know, just kind of exemplified what it is to have meaningful community.
Mm-hmm.
And to love without bounds. And that was formative in my life.
Yeah. I love that. Good answer.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, listeners, if there was a particular question that stood out to you, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. Like, give us your answers. You don't have to answer all of them, but like, if one of them was like particularly struck you, I'd love to hear your answers. But hopefully you've enjoyed just like kind of a lighthearted, not our normal type of episode, and just get to know us a little bit better.
Heck yeah. That was fun. See, that's what we needed. We needed some fun.
We needed some fun. That's good. I like it.
There might be more of this coming soon. We'll just see.
It's true.
It's good to laugh.
It is good to laugh.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for being on this journey. We'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.